Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-752-4842. We've been talking about mass deportations and specifically racial profiling. And it has elicited a lot of strong feelings on this. I think one of the most important things that we can do is try to assess and talk honestly about what is completely broken about our immigration process and our immigration system. We simply do not have anywhere near the number of immigration judges to process the number of people that we have that may need some sort of court process related to their immigration status. Most Americans don't support locking up in concentration camps and deporting to some of the most violent places on the planet. People who have been here for decades, never committed a crime, haven't even gotten a parking ticket, who have contributed to our communities that may be your friends and coworkers, or that might, you know, take care of your kids or your elderly relatives, right? We've got to be able to have these complicated conversations in a way that's not like Joe Biden sucked. And now I'm done, and I'm never talking. Like, that's not helpful. He's not the president anymore. The idea that we had meaningful immigration reform that could have been passed, that would have made this better.
Bipartisan reform.
And the only reason that that wasn't signed into law, that we don't have a better system now than, frankly, unconstitutional racial profiling at a mass scale by masked, unidentified law enforcement officers, is because Donald Trump wanted to run on it, wanted every single person who's ticked off about Joe Biden saying exactly what you're saying. We can do better. We deserve better. And the fact that there is not a single legal pathway to citizenship, once you've been passed in the country without appropriate documentation, and it depends on a couple of factors, but in general, more than 12 months, there's no way for you to like hit the reset button and find your way into legal status. It's impossible. So there's a humanitarian crisis here at a certain level, because if the only solution that we have is race-based roundups for concentration camp detention subject to third country deportation, the only options we've got is that or utter chaos, that's a lie you're being sold. And it's a dangerous one, because it enables and it makes people, like, I truly feel some of our conservative callers, willing to deal away some of the most fundamental values of our democracy for the illusion of safety. The illusion of safety. We have to be able to say, as a country, I'm not going to scream about Joe Biden. I'm not going to scream about Donald Trump. What I'm going to say is, here's what's busted. Here's what's wrong with our immigration process here. And here are the sorts of resources that we need as a country to create safety, but also to live up to the highest principles that our country was founded upon. Not to trade them away for basically the momentary hit of endorphin rush that it feels to own the libs. Matt.
Yeah. And I think, you know, if we had coffee with CJ, we could bring him around. But when he's calling, he gets all riled up and is willing to say, yeah, I'm happy to show my papers to anyone who says they're from law enforcement. I mean, I don't want to live in that country.
Well, and that's, you know, first they came for the communists and I wasn't a communist. Right. And then they came for the unionists and I didn't complain because I wasn't a unionist. And then they came for the Jews, and I said nothing because I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for me. Maybe someday, CJ, your papers won't be good enough. Who decides your rights then? Because it certainly doesn't seem to be the Supreme Court. Let's take a listen. Jacob, do you have that Reagan sound talking about immigrants ready to go?
We don't have enough time.
Oh, we don't have enough time. We will on the backside. Let's get a quick caller. We don't have enough time. We got 2 minutes. Okay. It might be a wee bit on the long side. Let's get to some of our callers. Paul from Spooner, you've been very patient. Go ahead, Paul.
I just wanted to say thank you to CJ, I think that's what his name was.
Yes, sir.
Because of him and you guys allowing him on your show, you're doing something that I don't do. I refuse to even talk to these people because you can't talk to them. And that's what you have just found here. But for him, the only thing I can say is look forward to the midterms. That's all we can say. Look forward.
Looking forward to the midterms. Charles from Milwaukee, we got just about a minute. Go ahead, sir. Charles, you there? Hey, Charles from Milwaukee, are you there? We'll try to come back to Charles. We got Kurt from Madison. We got under a minute. Kurt, say hello to Matt. What you got for us?
All right, I'm going to have to be quick. I have to say CJ is a lost cause. And if you listen to people who are experts about people's behavior, it's not just his anger. I hear hatred, and I'm sorry. That's what I'm hearing. And he has children, I believe, that he adopted from South America. I'm sorry. If you put this soundbite in front of a panel of people, they would say the guy's a bigot. Now, can I prove he's a bigot? No. But the point is, his behavior directs you in the direction that he is. He didn't even pause about if you were black. He just skipped right past and says, oh, you're going to bring that card out now. So I'm going to quick jump to what I wanted to call about. And that is, what frightens me the most about what's going down is the Democrats. And are the Democrats prepared? Are they going to be proactive and prepared to do real war if they get control of the House? And or
what happens when the dog catches the car? We're going to continue that discussion. Obama had some thoughts. We talk Epstein and that other conspiracy theory when we come back. Lee Harvey Oswald up next.